We're into our second quarter of the new year, and we have 96 projects. 61 of those are research projects, and the balance are commercial product delivery, down substantially from earlier. But with the other federal funding and other opportunities, we've been able to defer some of those projects. In the case of our budget this year, our budget is just under $17 million for the year, and most of that money is already committed to projects that we're undertaking.
I believe you said Asian citrus psyllid control is the anchor of the program.
Absolutely, and there's a need to continue. It was the beginning anchor and remains that, particularly as we plant new plants, that we've got to limit the amount of psyllid population out there that can move the disease.
A few of the other major categories you're working on in the short term.
I updated the commission on the horticultural practices that we're looking at that, while they don't affect psyllid populations directly or they don't affect the bacterium, they're helping the tree respond. So it includes improved fertilization programs combined with good irrigation, of course, and then things like plant growth regulators. We're looking at the soil pH and bicarbonate issues that in a healthy tree may be less important, but in a tree that's compromised becomes real critical. So those are some of the issues that we're looking at, and of course, the continuing issue of what do we do with these unmanaged citrus groves out there.
And bactericides got a little bit of time. I think you said that's not going to be a silver bullet or a cure, but you're hoping to get some that will be another tool for growers.
Well, our balance attack includes looking at what we can do to intervene against the disease pathogen, the Liberbacter, and so the options that are being pursued with funding from CRDF are both thermal therapy, the steam treatment, and chemical therapy, and we're really excited about the fact that we're on the brink of moving forward to seek a emergency use for potentially three different products that are already used in agriculture. And working the petition process to get materials in front of the Department of Agriculture this year so that the growers might have access to these tools as early as March of next season.
And a couple, you mentioned a few longer-term projects that are ongoing, looking for long-term solutions.
Well, most of what we've talked about is not sustainable by itself and will give us time by time and help keep the current inventory alive. But we're really looking long-term to tolerant or resistant plants that new plantings can survive even in the presence of pressure. We're looking at continuing to find ways to affect the psyllid so that we can rely less on chemical pesticides and try to balance that out.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.